Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many challenges, some may say opportunities, of your daily life. As the intro said, this is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting relationships with our family or friends, our coworkers, and even with ourselves, that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Lots of destructiveness and distance taking place involving poor communication, inability to compromise, and lack of compassion, interfering with the ability to meet needs of everybody involved. Again, often rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity that can be impacting one's efforts to achieve and to be successful, to make use of their potential, to experience a sense of meaning to your life, and coming to know our life's purpose. There are lots of people reporting dissatisfaction with their station in life, a lack of sensing direction in their life, feeling lost, and a sense of meaninglessness rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts that take place in all of our lives, often leading to their managing us and taking over our life rather than our managing them, rooted in ego energy issues. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudice, many nowadays acquired from unfiltered social media and opinion news. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, the topic of today's program, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives. If things aren't going as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong in our lives has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or being mentally ill, and a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that, and what I am sharing with you in my shows, books, and website about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid today on OM Times Radio. During our program today and the next five, I'm going to shift the focus on our ability to experience genuine happiness and what ego energy can be doing to get in the way of that happening, leading to a life with a lot more of the unpleasant emotions, which in larger amounts make life much more difficult than it needs to be. Emotions such as anxiety or fear, depression or sadness, anger, frustration, and resentment, or fake happiness, which is actually pleasure-based happiness that many often seek. Emotions that we are experiencing a lot of the time and filling up our life instead of happiness. Now, you're probably thinking, what do you mean by genuine happiness, or what does it look like? Well, this is what people like yourself have shown me to be its main ingredients. The first one has to do with being at peace with yourself, with others, and the world. So many people are having issues and difficulty with experiencing that sense of what I would call both inner peace and outer peace. Lots of need for understanding and compassion, which is being undermined by our ego energy. So that would be the first ingredient. A second, being motivated by love in your dealings with people and life rather than anger or fear. You know, happy people are loving people, and loving people are happy people. But unfortunately, so many people are living lives in which they are living at a distance owing to the presence of a great deal of anger or fear, which is motivating their day-to-day activities. Another contributor, ingredient to happiness, being connected to a sense of your life's purpose, both humanly and spiritually, which is ultimately connected to your sense of service in whatever you're doing. Experiencing a sense of fulfillment and meaning in your life is something that people who are happy have taught me. Often difficult for many people out there. Another, being free of inappropriate expectations of yourself or of others and from others. Often involving wants and desires that leave out important considerations. Not being consumed with the presence and the stress of faulty expectations. So often I run into people who are constantly engaged in comparative thinking about their life and the lives of others and what should or shouldn't be. And it's distracting them from what could be within themselves. Healthy expectations, appropriate expectations, again, often created by us due to the nature of our ego energy and leading to distance from happiness. And finally, being able to love and accept oneself as we are, while being willing to grow. Such an important contributor to happiness that so many people are wrestling with and unfortunately having difficulty with. So if you were to ask me what I would say in regards to what it takes to be happy, those are the places I would say you have told me are most important. So ask yourself, how am I doing in these areas? Is there a need for growth or improvement? Well, if there is, it's very likely your ego energy is getting in the way and it's distancing you from happiness. In today's program, we'll be looking at the impact of lower ego power on genuine happiness, an issue that millions of people are experiencing, often linked to feeling disempowered within their lives. People who can be living in roles such as the depressive or dependent, the martyr or masochist, the conformist and underachiever that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within, often having difficulty feeling genuine happiness. They are often experiencing something else, like depression or anxiety, or looking for alternatives that may allow them to experience pseudo-happiness or fake happiness, at least temporarily. That's a version of happiness that's built mainly on getting physical or psychological pleasure, which doesn't last. People with lower ego power often experience disempowerment and a lacking sense of control over what is taking place in their life. This is making happiness quite difficult if not impossible, to experience. And people can get there and stay there due to health problems, abusive relationships, financial problems, or stressors that teach them you don't have much say over your life, and they learn that lesson well, leading to a sense of helplessness, hopelessness, and pessimism that they often get stuck in that undermines being happy. Does any of this sound familiar to you? There are millions of people who experience these difficulties, as there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. People with lower ego power are often more capable and competent than they think they are, but they stay stuck in their lower ego power energy because it's consistent, it's familiar, it's predictable, and it keeps them connected to the known. The lower ego power person views their thoughts and their emotions and behaviors through the prism of their lower power energy, and they often lead them to see them as being normal, healthy, and appropriate, even though others often see them as being unhealthy and abnormal. So being sad and hopeless and helpless and pessimistic often becomes normalized in one's thoughts, words, and deeds. And it's not due to mental illness or intellectual stupidity or the absence of spirituality. It's due to their lower ego power energy. I want you to take a look to see if you or somebody you know is experiencing any of the symptoms of ego stupidity and ego impact on spiritual wellness that can affect happiness that I'm going to be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you are the only one living you 24/7. So now we're going to take a look at some of the insights or some of the symptoms that can reflect the effects of low ego power on a person's ability to experience happiness. These are symptoms that indicate if a lower ego power voice is talking to and through you. The first one, you have difficulty remembering the last time you felt happy. When was the last time you felt happy? People with lower ego power who are feeling disempowered have a difficult time recalling how often or when the last time they genuinely felt happy for maybe more than a few minutes. Some questions that connect up with that symptom. Are you waiting for things or people to come along to make you happy? Or do you think the source of your happiness is outside of yourself? People who are feeling disempowered don't know the empowerment of making themselves happy. They look elsewhere, outside of them, in order to find it or to find the answers for it. Or do you think happiness is something which can't happen in your life? Some people get to a state of resignation that this is just not something meant for them to experience. So those are some of the questions having to do with that first symptom, to see whether lower ego power is at work in your life. Another symptom, you're chained to the past by unresolved and unfortunate events and relationships that you avoid dealing with. Many times people with low ego power are being affected by things from before, from their past life, that are unfortunate and unresolved, including things like relationships. So, some questions that go with that symptom. Do you feel helpless to do anything about what has happened to you? Again, that sense of disempowerment. I can't change anything. I can't change the past. I can't make it any different than what it is. Or do you expect the same bad things are going to happen again? When we're feeling disempowered, we feel at so weak that whatever happened that was bad then will again happen now, and we can't take the steps that are necessary to maybe prevent that from reoccurring. Or do you feel like the past isn't really over? For many people experiencing low ego power, there's this intimate connection to the past, and they're stuck in it in some respects, and they have a difficult time being fully in the present. Another symptom, you feel like life is more of a burden than a gift. that life is more of a burden than a gift. You can't truly enjoy what's available to you in your life. That life is just an obstacle in some ways that you're stuck with. When it gets to be pretty bad, some people have this thought, do you wish that you had never been born? Some people who are at the very lower end of the low ego power continuum get to a place where they question their existence and whether they should have ever been born. Or do you feel that your life can only be filled with challenges that can only involve, again, one obstacle after another that you feel ill-equipped to manage because your empowerment is so limited? And do you feel as if there isn't really anything to look forward to? There's no sense of joy in what can take place in your life. It's all caught up in darkness and maybe emptiness. And I'll throw in one more symptom before we go to our first break. You may resort to activities such as drugs or alcohol or sex or violent media or pornography and entertainment to temporarily distract you from your unhappy life. A lot of times, people who are not feeling genuine happiness go to Plan B. And Plan B is oftentimes various types of pseudo-happiness kinds of things that people use to get a happiness fix. So do addictions give you some semblance of control over experiencing happiness, as if it's a button you can turn on in order to feel some semblance of happiness, even if it's not the real thing? And are these activities the only times when you feel happy? So those are some questions. These are some symptoms that tie in with what it's like to be experiencing lower ego power for you to consider. I do want to mention that I didn't get to all of the symptoms, but you can see them in the free download of It's Your Ego Stupid available on my website. It's egoandspirit.info. I want to mention that you don't have to have all of the symptoms or each one of them or any of them all of the time. But the more symptoms you have and the more often they happen, the stronger the indication that you are experiencing lower ego power that needs to be healed. And you'll also need to consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on, because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. We're coming up on our first break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip. Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at ego stupidity and what is happening in a lower ego power person's ability to experience happiness. Ego stupidity is happening when we are engaging in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It can affect how we see ourselves, our life, our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. It can often lead us to conclude that the abnormal things that we think or feel or do are normal, when they really aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become our abnormal normal, as I call it, that we don't realize we're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at us through the same ego energy prism that we're looking through to see ourselves and what we are thinking and feeling and doing. And this has nothing to do with our intelligence, and it has nothing to do with the absence of spirituality, and it has nothing to do with being under the influence of a mental illness. I mention that because those are often used explanations to explain the unfortunate or abnormal things that can be taking place in a person's life. But they actually have little or nothing to do with what's going on. We're intelligent, we are spiritual, and we are imperfect people who often get caught up in the web of an abnormal world of our own making due to our unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And we can remain stuck there until we heal the energy within us that's leading us to create them. And we can do this with the use of ego medicine that consists of knowing what ego is and what it isn't, getting to the truth about the energy that ego is and its purpose within our survival. And also, being able to tune into our particular ego energy, getting a sense of the actual amount of ego power, the amount of ego flexibility, and the amount of ego vulnerability that is contributing to our ego energy. And also, being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created with those that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. Now I'm going to mention several reflections of ego stupidity. And some of them are going to seem strange, or maybe weird, or wrong, or inappropriate, or funny. But that's because you're not living in that lower ego power energy. But many people are. In fact, millions of people are. And it's their abnormal normal. And they have a difficult time realizing that it is abnormal, because they don't know or think that they are abnormal at all. Here's the reflection. Here's the first reflection. I need to wait for the things, for the good things to happen in my life to make me happy. People with low ego power, due to their sense of disempowerment, often put themselves on hold or think they're on hold with regard to being happy, becoming happy. That happiness isn't something that's going to happen right now. It's going to have to wait until something happens. That's the disempowerment playing out in the thoughts and the expectations and the thinking going on for this person. The reality-based thinking is that I can make good things happen in my life right now that would lead to me feeling happy. But when we're not doing that, when we're stuck in with the idea that we have to wait for happiness to happen, and we really make use of that thought over and over again, when we're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. I must look outside of myself to find happiness. People with low ego power who are feeling very disempowered have a difficult time thinking that the source of their happiness and the answers to what they seek are somewhere to be found inside of them as much as outside of themselves. So they get caught up in the non-reality-based thinking, truth-disconnected thinking, that happiness resides somewhere else or somewhere else to be found. And they may get caught up in looking for it or seeking it or trying to find it somewhere else without looking inside or knowing even where to look inside. That is the disempowerment of being unable to look to yourself, to believe in yourself as to what you're capable of doing. So when that's happening, when you're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. Happiness isn't something that can be a part of my life. People with low ego power who have maybe been entrenched or stuck in other emotions, perhaps the emotions of anxiety or fear or anger, or even pseudo-happiness. They start looking for enjoyment and fun, happiness in the form of different activities, perhaps addictions, that can be their temporary opportunity to experience what they think feels like happiness. And the more they buy into that, the more difficulty they are going to have in understanding what genuine or real happiness truly is, because it gets cemented into their thoughts that this is what happiness is about. This is how you feel happy. This is what it means to feel happy. And so that creates that greater distance from being able to know real happiness. It's almost like a form of brainwashing, that the more often you keep thinking something about something, the more real it is or the more true it becomes, even though it really isn't. But that's the nature of this ego energy when it gets at work in our lives. We are the ones that are responsible for figuring that out. As I said in one of my earlier programs, our brain is a incredible, miraculous tool. But one of the weaknesses it has is it doesn't discriminate or distinguish, more accurately, between what is true and what is not true, what is truth and what is just false belief. And it's up to us to do that, but when our ego energy is at work, it can often make that such a hard task for us to do. So when we convince ourselves that happiness can't be a part of our life, when we're into that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity. The same bad things can only happen to me. So the person with lower ego power who is feeling disempowered feels no sense of control over the kinds of unfortunate things that will occur in their life. They think that relationships are going to fail and work things are going to fail and other ways of trying to be successful can't happen for them, that only the bad things can happen for them. And again, they just repeat that thinking. They construct the thinking. Ego did not construct the thinking. Ego supplied the energy that led to our thinking those kinds of thoughts, that only bad things can happen to me. And the reality-based thinking is that good things can happen, and I can play a role in making them happen. When we're doing that, we're engaging in a healthy way of reality-based thinking, and our ego energy is operating in a different place than is the place where we can only expect bad things or things to happen. So when we're caught up in thinking that only bad things can happen, it's our ego making us stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity. I need someone else to fix my life. I need someone else to fix my life. This is a thought that when people are feeling disempowered, they start to look to other people to fix things for them, to solve people. For example, people that are dependent personalities, overly dependent on others, they often look to other people to take care of things, to fix things. And sometimes even in relationships, like even a marriage or a committed relationship, they find somebody who's willing, they find their way into a niche in which the other person is willing to be the empowered person, the person who's going to take care of things, to fix things, to make things better. And a lot of times this lower power person is overlooking their own strengths, their own capabilities. In fact, they have probably been on display. Other people can probably see them. But unfortunately, they get caught up in their own ideas about what they need in their life. And it usually is someone else or something else to fix things that they can't empower themselves. They can't experience empowerment to take care of things on their own. So when we're caught up in this needing others to fix things in our life, that's our ego making us stupid. One more before I go on to talking about some ego insights. I don't deserve the better things life has to offer. It almost becomes an explanation for why things are the way they are. The person has this thought, and they keep recycling the thought to make sense out of their existence in some ways. I don't deserve the better things that life has to offer. So they give up, and they don't think they can ever get there because they don't deserve to have those things. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because we all deserve the things that life has to offer. They all are available to us. It takes believing in ourselves in part, empowering ourselves with belief in order to get to that place. So when we're doing that, when we are telling ourselves we don't deserve the better things that life have to offer, that's non-reality-based thinking, and it's your ego making you stupid. Now I want to talk about some insights, some specific insights connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty experiencing genuine happiness. These are insights intended to see, help you see more of the, I call it, ego blindness, and what ego is actually doing in your life when it comes to the difficulties you may have experiencing genuine happiness that's lasting. So the first insight, your lower ego power voice is stopping you from realizing that you are responsible for making your happiness happen. It's your responsibility to make your happiness happen. Other people may be a part of our lives that can help us to feel happier, but the foundation of happiness is something that we are to supply. So in a way, it's your ego voice that's getting in the way of you owning your happiness. It's something that we all must take responsibility for. And that would involve doing the kinds of things that I talked about at the very beginning of our program today, the various ingredients that are part of it, being at peace with yourself and with others in the world, and being able to come from a place of love rather than fear or anger. And the other ones I talked about, that's part of you owning your happiness when you work on those kinds of things. Another insight, your lower ego power voice has you thinking that the source of happiness is outside of you. As that voice creeps into your mind, or as the voice that you create with the energy that ego is flowing into your mind, it's leading you to that idea that happiness resides elsewhere, in somebody else or something else that you have to get a hold of. It's getting in the way of realizing that happiness starts from within, and has you often looking in the wrong places, unfortunately, to find it. Another insight, your lower power voice stops you from knowing that you are empowering the past by avoiding and failing to resolve it. We empower the past when we don't deal with it. The more we avoid the past and fail to resolve, it's something that people with lower ego power often do because they don't feel able to meet that challenge, to work through it, then it's actually empowering that past. It's making it more powerful than they are, rather than if they are dealing with it. And it's often leading you to think that you can become more empowered by avoiding it, whatever that it is from your past that's difficult and that needs to be worked with and to be over, to be done, and allow you to be fully in the present. And unfortunately, that strategy of living things or dealing with or avoiding the past is actually disempowering you. It's a false source of empowerment to gain distance from it, because it's disempowering you. It's not empowering you. Another insight: your lower power voice is stopping you from realizing that the thoughts of helplessness and the hopelessness and the pessimists are leading you to withdraw from life as a survival strategy. You're actually trying to survive within the thoughts of helplessness, hopelessness, and pessimism. That gets back to the understanding that your ego energy is about your survival. And it may seem like a very odd way to try to survive, but with people having lower ego power, that's the best game plan they can come up with, to be thinking in ways that, in a way, distance themselves from life, withdrawing from life as a survival strategy. And it's preventing you from realizing that you're choosing a lifeless life in order to feel safe. It's a real desperate attempt to experience empowerment, actually a false empowerment. And I'm going to mention one more insight. Your lower ego power voice stops you from realizing that you're confused often about the difference between genuine happiness and fake happiness or pseudo happiness. It's leading you really to mistake one for the other and blocking you from knowing what genuine happiness is. So you're completely lost when it comes to understanding what genuine happiness really is. And you get brainwashed into thinking that the things that bring you pleasure, including those addictions, they can be food addictions or alcohol or drug or sex or whatever other form of addiction that you're into, are really the means or the basis for being able to experience happiness. So those are some of the insights involving ego's voice. Again, there are many more available in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, available as a free download on the homepage of my website, egoandspirit.info. We're coming up on our second break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to experiencing happiness. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. This involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when this energy is getting in the way of experiencing happiness, getting in the way of being the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, and as well as our feelings and our behaviors as we go about trying to experience happiness. Getting in the way of being able to recognize the presence of God in all life forms, including ourselves, as well as honoring and respecting ourselves at all times and in all places as we go about experiencing happiness. And also getting in the way of being able to access the healing and transformative energy that God is within our being when we are connected to human and divine truth, as we work with truth to experience happiness. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God and our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego power. We're going to start with being the love God is. Our first example of ego's impact on spiritual wellness and happiness is people with lower power have difficulty being spiritually connected when past events are distracting and distancing them from experiencing happiness in the presence. Things we are avoiding and often not resolving. The past is not the place where we can find happiness. Your divine connection involves happiness that can only be experienced in the present. So when we're failing to do that, we're weakening our connection to our divinity and to God. And so when this isn't happening, when we're not living in the present, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Another ego impact on spiritual wellness and happiness. People with lower power have difficulty being spiritually connected and experiencing happiness when they are not at peace with themselves, others, and the world. They're lacking an understanding and compassion that's rooted in the issues in their ego energy. When we're being the love God is, this allows for both inner and outer peace and the happiness that it will bring you. And this is a happiness in which understanding and compassion is present. And when we're failing that, when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Another ego impact on spiritual wellness. People with low ego power have difficulty being spiritually connected and being happy when they are turning to addictions as the means to happiness. That is, when we start to get caught up in these addictions that we utilize as a form of what I call pseudo-happiness, false happiness. These are often fake happiness. These are often a barrier to genuine happiness, to real, genuine happiness, the kind of happiness built upon those ingredients that I mentioned at the beginning of our program. So your divine connection and mine doesn't involve using addictions to serve as a means to knowing happiness. So when this is happening, when we're relying upon those addictions or those ways of trying to get a pseudo-happiness, pleasure-based happiness, we can get it from a physical form or a psychological form of pleasure, and that we rely upon, when we're into that heavily and we are actually unable to truly know genuine happiness, and when this is happening, we're disconnecting from our spirituality and we're less spiritually well. Another reflection or indication of ego's impact on being the life God is, being that life God is in which we are being and honoring the life God is within ourselves and others in all things. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually connected and experiencing happiness when you're dishonoring life with wanting others to take responsibility for their happiness. When we're failing to value our life by valuing it with ownership. The owning of our life, it reflects our valuing our life. And when we are failing to do that, we are in a way dishonoring the life God is that's part of our being. Your divinity involves owning and honoring your responsibility that we all have to do what's necessary to experience the happiness that you seek. And when this is not happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Another ego impact on our spiritual wellness. People with lower power have difficulty being spiritually connected when we are dishonoring life by living in the past where happiness can never be found. Our happiness can never be found in the past. And when we're seeking to do that or failing to live in the present, we're dishonoring our life. Honoring your life involves living in the here and now, being in the present. Your divine connection involves honoring and living in the present, which is really the only place where happiness can be found. And when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to talk a little bit about being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. Our being able to recognize the availability of healing and transformation, transformative energy, that is, within our being when we are connected to human and divine truth. Truth is so important when it comes to healing and transformation, both on the human end of things as well as within the divine end of things, recognizing truth. Just like we have these miraculous things in our bodies, in our minds, involving a brain, involving our heart, and so on, we have woven into our being over 3 million years of evolution, the love, the life, and the energy that God is. And this allows for the healing and transformation when we meet it with the guiding light of truth and understanding. An example of ego's impact on spiritual wellness and happiness is when people with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually connected and knowing happiness when their healing and transformation are weakened by preoccupation with one's past. So when we're really stuck on our past, and there are things that haven't been resolved, haven't been worked through, things that we're avoiding, that is weakening this natural, inevitable piece of who we are on the divine sense of things. Your divinity involves that healing and transformation contributing to happiness, which can only happen when we're being fully present. And when that's not happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another impact on spiritual wellness and happiness, people with lower power have difficulty being spiritually connected when their healing and transformation are weakened by thinking they can't create their own life. That is, in a way, you're abandoning the gift of creating your life, one of those four great gifts we have all been given. We can create the life in which we are living. But when we forego that gift, as if we aren't capable of doing the creating, and that's brought about by the lower ego power energy at work, we're having difficulty being the energy God is, because our healing and transformation occurs when we are seeking to create our own life, which opens the door to happiness. And when we're failing to do that, we're disconnecting from our spirituality and are less spiritually well. I'm going to share one more egoic impact on our spiritual wellness. People with lower power have difficulty being spiritually connected and experiencing happiness when their healing and transformation are being weakened by addictions and activities intended to interrupt their unhappiness. Sometimes we are feeling unhappy and we want that to go away for a while. And what we start doing is maybe getting caught up in these different addictions or activities, the pseudo-happiness things built upon pleasure-based happiness, whether it's physical pleasure or psychological pleasure, that we rely upon mainly to try to at least get distance from unhappiness, if not getting happiness. But there's lots of distance from healing and transformation when we get into these pleasure-based alternatives to experiencing happiness. When we're being spiritually connected, we get into healing and transformation, which we can bring about partly due to using spiritual tools like meditation and prayer, taking care of our mind and our body, not exploiting them. So when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God so much harder than it has to be. And this is what's happening when ego is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle, which is what all my programs are about. Now I want to offer you a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from lower ego power and are healthily loving yourself and others. All of the symptoms and the ego stupidity and the ego's impact on our spiritual wellness I talked about earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. When you're healing your lower ego power, this is what your voice will be speaking. An excerpt from The Two Voices Within. I have relinquished the sadness and depression that has so often emotionally colored my life. Emotions entrenched by the helplessness, hopelessness, and pessimism that had so often dominated my thoughts and led me to lack a sense of control within my life. I now see how often such thoughts were being used to protect me and to ensure my safety and survival, a means to empower myself within my disempowerment, an empowerment built upon the illusion that if I remain distant from myself and others in my thoughts, words, and deeds, I would be fortified. I now realize that I had not built a fortress, but a prison. A prison in which all of my thoughts, words, and deeds were being chained inside to prevent their free expression, ultimately keeping me within my sadness and depression. I have ventured forth on the path to happiness, a path I have so long avoided due to its invitation to the unknown. Fear has so often prevented me from walking this path. So often I have retreated into the comfort of depression, which rested upon the consistency, familiarity, and the predictability of the known rather than the unknown. My journey is now fueled by human and divine truth, which have empowered me to be the love, life, and energy God is, and I am. Love is far more powerful force than fear, and I have learned that it will answer and defeat any fear I may know in my journey to genuine happiness. It is the key that has unlocked the door to my prison and freed me to undertake the journey. Fear is no match for love's presence and is only empowered by love's absence. Again, the words of your voice when healing from lower ego power. As we leave our focus on lower ego power and experiencing genuine happiness, give some thoughts to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. We have reached the end of today's program. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine, assisting you in your effort to know true happiness. Our program next week will focus on higher ego power energy and difficulty experiencing genuine happiness. These are people who are often connected happiness with the amount of power and the influence they can have over what's happening in their life, including the people who surround them. People who are over-empowered who experience pseudo-happiness when things are going their way, and lots of anger when it isn't. We'll be looking at the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and the insights needed in order to heal with ego medicine. I want to mention before leaving that you can also purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.